When I was 11 years old, I had an OBE. I stayed home from school. I woke up, I had a fever, but I was bouncing on the ceiling, and then I came right back down into my body. I've never been able to duplicate that, William. I've tried exercises. I've had people on who've tried to help me. I don't seem to be able to do that. I'm intuitive. I think I can do some remote viewing. I've got some great instincts on certain things. But in terms of the OBE, I seem to be blocked. What am I doing wrong, and how do I work on that?
Well, the first thing I would recommend is that you select a technique. It's really about perseverance. You select a technique, and I, as you know, I have like 40 of them in my books. You select a technique that resonates with you. And the key here is to stick with the technique and do it daily, every single day for 30 days without fail. No excuses, no baloney. You dedicate yourself to doing it. That's how I had my first experience. I was not psychic. I mean, I didn't claim any special abilities at all. I didn't even know what the astral plane and out-of-body experiences. Matter of fact, the word didn't even exist. I didn't know anything about it. But I was curious enough, and I stuck with it for 30 days, and that's when I had my first experience. And the key is, don't do it in bed. Many people, there's common mistakes people make. We're conditioned to sleep soundly, meaning unconscious, in our beds. They were programmed that way. You do your experiences on the couch. The best way I would recommend is to sleep for 4 hours, set your alarm, wake up, and then go to your living room couch. Then do your out-of-body technique. If that's possible to do, it's very powerful. Because then you're reprogramming yourself. That couch is your exploration area. And that will help immensely. This is a very powerful technique that works, and it's worked for me. 90% of my experiences are on my couch. Seldom do I have an experience in the bed at all.
Well, I used to hear, you know, you shouldn't eat a big meal before you try to do this. Is that true?
No, that has no relationship. If you believe that, you've made it so for you. There's a lot of myths about OBEs that are totally bogus. Your head point being north is bogus. Food, drink. Now, there's certain things, obviously, you should not do, and that's alcohol is a nervous system depressant. You don't want to do that, and you don't want to do any kind of caffeine. But other than that, the key is to get as relaxed as possible. Turn off the phone. Pick a time, select the technique, and then do it, especially around lunchtime. If you have an opportunity to take a nap, right before your nap, lay down on the sofa and dedicate yourself. If you're doing affirmations, like out of body, I'm out of body, let's say. That's a standard affirmation. You repeat that affirmation as you're allowing yourself to drift off. That can be effective for some people. But the key is to repeat it and repeat it for 30 days. Now, once you have the first experience, then you break it open. And that's when you begin to have multiple experiences. And they become easier and easier to have. The first one is the toughest because you basically have an energy mold you have to break through.
Well, that's true.
And you've had you're probably just about the same age as me. You have an energy mold that's established over a half a century.
Exactly.
And that has to be broken down. And also the self-image. You have to begin to work on your self-image. You know, you're not a hunk of flesh. You have that ability. It's a lot of self-programming also involved. That's why I have tapes available to help people do this, and audio products and CDs. So people can listen to the program. I have hypnosis tapes to help people get relaxed and get into the mindset necessary.
How important is relaxing?
It's absolutely essential. I mean, that's the number one essential base key. You have to be totally relaxed or nothing. You can forget it. You might as well just... Another thing that helps is reading. Sleep for 4 hours, wake up, go to the couch, and then read one of the books on out-of-body experiences. And that helps to program your mind to accept this as a reality. Because this is a lot about reprogramming. Because our self-concept is so rigid, we have to break out of that self-concept of matter.